Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio from the JackieWoods.org website. Each week at 3, we have taken an inward journey to explore the heart energies that make up our internal essence. We hope that you're learning to listen to your heart daily as it speaks to you so that you can align your thinking, your feeling, and doing with your spirit. Because it is by letting your heart matter that you'll be able to live from the inside out. This is our last show, but each week you will be continue to receive your heart energy of the week. And we would love for you to continue meditating with us so that we can have a synergy around that energy each week. This week it is synergy. One of the most important energies that we have in our whole collection of heart energies, because it's the one that unites us all. It's the one that takes each piece of energy that we have to offer and makes it into something beautiful and bigger. And the little saying that I said takes all the numbers, adds them together, and comes up with a number that is bigger than the total. Together we are more than any one, and we're more than just the sum of the whole. We expand beyond anything because my energy joins with your energy, making, like we've talked about so often, that third entity relationship. Then if there are other people, you not only have one and one in a relationship, but the third entity, and you keep adding that until finally you have something much bigger than the sum of the whole, which is sort of hard for our minds to comprehend, but it is an important thing to begin to understand, because it's important that you begin to live that energy. That's what's going to make a difference in the consciousness of our planet. That's what's going to make a difference in your family. That's what's going to make a difference in your business and in any teamwork that you are involved in. You know, when I was meditating with this energy, after I meditated, I was thinking about the energy in general, and it's an energy I think about a lot. But what came to me was my grandmother's Sunday school class. Every year they would all design a quilt block. It's a square of material, and then they would embroider their name on it. And they would take this quilt block that they had designed with whatever scraps of material they had. It wasn't like they all went out and bought the material. They just designed it. Of course, there was a pattern they followed, but they designed it with their combination of colors and designs. And then they would sew this together, and they would make a beautiful quilt. And they would give it to a needy person at Christmas. And this is Christmas. Maybe that's why it came to mind. But, you know, yes, I'm sure all of those ladies, I know my grandmother did, made quilts. It wasn't a new thing for them, but there was something about the energy they put into this quilt. And I have one of those quilts. Somehow I got hold of one. I guess it was one that grandmother kept or something. I don't know. But even though it's not the most beautiful of quilts, it has such a good feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people's energy of care and their own creativity and their energies of generosity, because they were going to give it away, of caring, you just name all the energies that each one put in, and then you have synergy. So that story came to me, and I remember fondly the quilting parties at grandmother's house. In fact, all winter long in her living room, she would have a quilt rack set up so that everyone that came in got to participate in sewing the quilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every quilt she made to some degree was a synergy quilt.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Quilts, by their very nature, sort of seem to invite that, you know, just little pieces of this and little pieces of that, and they all go together to make this wonderful creation.
Yes. So what came to you, Russ?
When I was thinking about synergy, the first thing that popped into my mind was the group of people that you got together when we first had purchased this land that would become our Ottawahee campus here. And you wanted to get a group of people that were going to be involved in this community to meditate together and begin to anchor healing energy on the property, because that's the whole intention of this community, is to be a light center for healing. And so we needed to get that energy anchored and open that vortex so that our healing center could actually be a purveyor of healing energy. And it was my first experience trying to synergize, period, but also just trying to work together with people who I had not been drawn together with by some common thread. I'd worked with people where we shared a hobby, or we were in the same neighborhood or something like that. We had some common thing to unite us. But just to take random people that you picked out of a crowd that had nothing in common and say, okay, you are going to come together and form a synergy, that was mind-boggling for me. I didn't even quite know how that was supposed to happen. And it was a long, slow process. We would meditate, and you know, we all felt that we had had a very powerful experience, and we got in touch with the energy, and we'd say, how was that, Jackie? And you said, well, that was very good individually, but you're still not coming together. And it took us the longest time to figure out that synergy meant merging each of our individual versions of that heart quality, in this case, healing. A lot of us could get to the place where we had a common picture of how it was supposed to turn out. And we would have a common feeling about how excited we were, or we would all understand what we were going for and feel that we were mentally on the same page. But to go beyond any one of those levels and get all the way up and down through our energy field, to have the same thoughts, the same feelings, the same picture in the physical, and know that that was all coming from the same spiritual intention, was a long, slow process. We would hit and miss and feel that we had made it because we had connected on one level but had ignored the others. And to finally get all of those pieces to come together and feel the synergy that we created was extremely powerful for me. It was the first time I really understood that little quote that you put on the email that went out, that, you know, synergy truly is a whole where the sum of the parts doesn't quite, you know, tell you the whole story. There's more there than if you just add up all the mm-hmm. little parts. Mm-hmm. And I had never truly experienced that before. And it was even more powerful to think that you could do it intentionally and not just happen to come together with some people that shared an interest with you, but mm-hmm. to say, you know what? No, I'm going to synergize, even though we seem to have nothing in common. We all have the same intention. And so we can start from the heart and work down instead of starting from some common physical or emotional or mental interest and trying to work up.
Mm-hmm. It was the second group of people that I had to pull together that came willing to go to the heart's intent of healing. Mm-hmm. And yes, they might have different ideas about how to bring it and different gifts that they would bring, but the intent was to let the heart of healing be the purpose. Uh-huh. The first group was all about trying to, they had a picture of what a community, more of a get away from it all, be different community instead of a heart's intent community. Mm-hmm. And you have to start there, but you know, for it to come all the way down so that that intent permeates everybody's mind, like you say, and everybody's feeling and is anchored in everybody's life, so that there is that resonance all the way down. Yes, we're going to have different feelings, different thoughts, different actions of expression, but that intent is pure all the way down for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while. It takes a while, but it is so powerful. And we start a lot of the time, each New Year's, we have what we call a bowl burning, where we send up to the etheric beings and say, this is our request for, you know, we would love your support in us understanding, empowering, becoming this energy for the planet. And we pick a heart energy. And in just the intent of all of us getting together around a fire and saying our intent is that we want to bring the heart is a synergy in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's a powerful, powerful experience. And for you that have listened, that are listening, that have done this, you will understand the power of that group, that larger group, because there's usually like 80 to 100 people getting together with the intent of the heart manifesting all the way down and resonating together. And it is bigger than the sum of the whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when we meditate, we oftentimes get a right brain picture of what the heart's trying to convey to us. And we talk about that. And what I got this morning was a picture of Mother crocheting one of her favorite creations. She had several different patterns, but this one was one that started with a circle in the middle and worked its way out. The inner workings of this crocheted piece created the structure for the whole piece. But when she finished, yes, when she finished, it had that intent in the middle, but when she finished, it was a very complicated combination of patterns.
Right.
But it made a beautiful piece. And that's sort of the unfolding that I see happens. Of course, it was one person doing the crocheting, but that's the unfolding that I see often as synergy manifests.
That's interesting. My meditation was a picture of the Mississippi River. I could see it sort of from above, like a satellite view. And when I lived in Louisiana, we lived right on the Mississippi. And, in fact, would take a ferry across the river to go do our shopping because they had much nicer grocery store on the other side of the river. But
besides, you had to ride the ferry.
That's true. Of course, you had to race back from doing your grocery shopping to catch the ferry before the last one of the day was over, or you'd be trapped on the other side and have to drive hundreds of miles up to the next bridge. But living there near the Mississippi, I became so aware of the history and the culture of it, how it affected the very development of our nation. You know, the whole riverboat thing where they would, take goods up and down the river. You couldn't have had the growth of cities that relied on machinery and stuff being shipped in unless you had those riverboats. All the cotton plantations never would have happened unless they could deliver them by the river. You know, a whole facet of American life, the riverboat gambler and all that stuff that we remember as being part of the West being one and our culture growing up, all of that stems from the Mississippi River being the big mighty river that it was. But really, it's just a bunch of water. And if you look at it from a map, it's not one river. It's thousands and thousands of tributaries that lead into it. There's, you know, the Missouri and the Ohio and several other rivers that feed into it. But each one of those starts as millions of little creeks feeding into it. It's like a big network of veins inside your body if you were looking at a X-ray or an MRI. When you look at the satellite map of our country, the Mississippi is sort of that vein system. And it's so big and so powerful, and it's so much has come out of it. I mean, it's created parts of our culture. It's a huge piece of our history. And yet, it's nothing more than a whole bunch of little creeks and streams becoming rivers, becoming bigger rivers, becoming this big, mighty river. All those little pieces add up to this huge thing that's bigger than even the amount of water that you end up with. It's a culture, it's a history, it's a whole way of life along that river. And all of that can't be pinned down to one thing. You have to look at it as a creation of all those little pieces.
Oh, wow. That's a nice picture. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. I like that. You know, Terry and I were talking before, since synergy is such an all-encompassing energy, mm-hmm. We were looking at, well, what product that we sell, what resource that we make available would work. And she suggested the book, Journey to Ultimate Spirituality.
That's a good one.
It is the understanding of synergy. It is the basis where you begin to see what is the difference between a mental intent, an emotional intent, a physical intent, and my heart's intent. Right. It is the beginning of saying, okay, I really can do synergy because I know where to start and how to get there. It's so hard for us to get beyond a mental intent. Now, it doesn't mean that the mind doesn't get involved after you get to the heart's intent, but it's that heart's intent. Synergy has to happen because you are resonating all the way down. Just because you're joining hearts, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Just because you can agree on something mentally, that's nice. Or you feel the same way about something, that's always nice. But that is not the same thing as synergy, and true. It's oftentimes confused.
Yeah, I know that every member of that group that I was describing in my opening story felt that if we could just feel the same way about it or think the same thing or come to the same conclusion physically that it would work. And we were time and time again disappointed to find that that's not all of it.
No, it certainly isn't. So be sure, if you haven't already gotten the book, Journey to Ultimate Spirituality, that you order that book. It's a workbook, mm-hmm. where you have to look inside. You have to get beyond the external to the internal intent of the heart, and it shows you how to get there. It's the journey. It is the journey to ultimate spirituality, which is synergy.
Mm-hmm. That's a great recommendation. The one that popped into my head is it's a little more narrowly focused than that. Our new business paradigm CD. It's about a business setting, but it's taking synergy into the world of business and finance. And if you've ever worked in an office or been part of a corporation, then it's a wonderful example of how synergy can be applied to something you already know. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people do understand how a business is supposed to run, although most of them don't run that way. But they understand how it's supposed to work. And to see that broken down and say, well, if you inject some synergy here, and you do a little of this there, then you will have transformed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect lab exercise. Like if you have a biology class in college, they'll talk to you about the theory, but then you get to work it out in the lab. And to me, that new business paradigm is a wonderful lab exercise, mm-hmm. for synergy.
Where, you know, everything is about the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a creation from energy. And if it starts with the heart's intent, then the thoughts you have from that energy will be inspired,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just reiterating old pictures and redoing old things, and maybe even in a different way, but still it's the same old, same old. Nothing has expanded. And when you realize that everything comes from that energy and is carried from the heart's intent all the way through the mental, the emotional, and the physical, and you learn how to resonate, you're joining the energy, but it's with the energy of acceptance. It's not like and sameness,
mm-hmm.
but it is same intent, but not same thoughts, same feelings, same actions. It's so hard for us to get away from that. You know, I watch our little children here. I teach a children's class, and the majority of them are in middle school. And you know, already that pressure to be, when in elementary school, they could have all the different friends, but, oh, you got to be in a clique,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
you get to middle school. that pressure to be alike in some way. You know, well, this is the smart group, or this is the dress well group, or this is the like boys group, or these are the sports group, or the music group. Mm-hmm. You know, getting past sameness to synergy is a jump.
Yes, yes.
But we have to get there. Let me, while we're talking about growth resources, let me remind you that we have continuing education courses for massage therapists, music therapists, counselors, and social workers that you can take online from the JackieWoods.org website. We have all of these growth resources. We have classes, internet classes. We have continuing education courses. And of course, we have the weekly Heart Energy, and then I have a monthly article. So keep in touch, and we're going to archive all of these shows. So there's a lot to find when whatever you're focused on, whether you're needing support in it or not. Sometimes we only look when we need support, which is fine and very, very astute to do that. But when you're just in an energy for the day, if you can listen to a show, read an article, get a CD that resonates with you, you're beginning to touch synergy. We have an email from Teresa in Asheville, North Carolina. I appreciated all of the regulars. Teresa's been a regular, and we've had lots of those. And we have a wide listenership, and we want you to know how much we've appreciated you. And we're not ending the show because you haven't been wonderful. We're ending the show because we accomplished what we set out to accomplish, and that was to teach people how to listen from their right brain, their left brain, how to let the heart speak all the way down and to live from the inside out. So we've accomplished that teaching tool, and we hope you will continue it. So this is from Teresa. This morning I saw Tinkerbell, the fairy, with her magic wand. She was touching the top of my head with her wand. Then she went around and touched the head of everyone I know, and then she went out into the world touching everyone she saw. It made me feel very connected. Could it be that we are already connected, and it's simply our need to get our own way that keeps us separate? Thank you for the show. I'm a lifelong fan. Okay, do you want to start with that, Russell? Do you want me to?
I definitely think that's true. I think that, you know, I've quoted him before, but my favorite Buddhist monk all the time says that we're here on this planet to awaken from the dream of separateness that we are living.
Yes.
That truly we are all one. We are all part of the same vast river of light, and we're all tributaries of that Mississippi River, and we just don't know it.
Right. And everything we do to keep that separateness going keeps us in illusion. Mm-hmm. And keeps us from synergy and keeps us from the heart's intent. Because once you get to the heart's intent, you can no longer keep that illusion of separateness.
Yes.
So, yes, thank you, Terry. All right, this is from Christine on our Facebook page. She says, when you are away from the synergy base that anchors most powerfully, what is the best way to carry or be in contact with that anchoring to synergize? Okay, I'll start with this one.
All right.
When you have participated in a synergy base, you are part of it. You're never separate from it. Now, you know, if your intent is from the heart to be part of that synergy base, you can't just go to pull from it and take something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not going to be a heart intent. That's that illusion of separateness that we just read about. And so I think it's appropriate that Terry just handed me this thing from Christine that follows up. Okay, so let's say that Teresa experienced synergy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes that to some activity where she's part of a synergy all the way into the physical.
Right.
She has become part of an anchoring of that with others so that the synergy forms a base all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Every time she goes back to that base, she re-empowers it. But when she's away from it, she is still part of it.
Yes.
And anytime she is in the energy that that base is about, or she's thinking of the people that participate in that base, she is acknowledging consciously her part as part of that base. And feeling that being away from it separates her is part of that illusionary thinking.
Yeah, the best example I have of that is the workout room that we have here at Ottawahee. We have a circuit training facility, we have weights and several, you know, cardio machines. And I was an on-again, off-again exerciser. I've always been involved in martial arts, and I did that pretty steadily. But other than that, I would get on little kicks where I'd run for a while, or I'd swim for a while, or I'd get real into push-ups or calisthenics or something like that. And I'd stick with it for a bit because, you know, I knew it was healthy for me. But I never got that runner's high or whatever it is that keeps people coming back to that. It was just torturous, sweaty work that I forced myself to do because I mentally knew it was good for me. And so I'd drop out. I'd quit doing it, and a couple months would go by, and I'd feel bad. I'd feel flabby, and I'd want to do it again. And, you know, since my teens, I've been going through that cycle. And about, what was it, 10 years ago, something like that, that we first instituted our workout room here. From the minute I started working out there, I felt the synergy of health that people were bringing. They were not there for all the various reasons that people work out, you know, to feed their ego or to lose weight and look good.
To get a partner.
Yeah, some people, you know, go to gyms to date.
Meet somebody.
Yeah,
with.
It's like a bar or something. But
or here, to ease their conscience.
Yeah. Here it was all about people who were actually bringing the heart's intention of health, and they were bringing it all the way down through what they thought, what they felt, what they did. And those levels were all matching up, and I could feel the integration of it. And I actually, I didn't start out wanting to work out because I had that backlog of, you know, beliefs and patterns I had built up around, I'm not going to like this, I'm going to quit eventually. But it felt different, and I kept going. And my whole attitude towards health and working out has changed around that particular quality, because I can feel that everybody that comes to that workout room is contributing their piece of health, and all of those pieces of health follow me around. It's not like I go there and dip my toe in them and then come home and I'm separate. It's like I can feel all that health walking around with me. And in the morning when I'm at home, I've started exercising there too, because I can't get to the gym every day. So I'll do my sit-ups and push-ups and calisthenics and stuff like that on my living room floor, and I still feel like I'm connected to all that health at the gym. It's been an amazing thing. It's totally changed not only my attitude, but my physical healthiness. I've, dropped a pant size and increased jacket size, and my body mass and my fat content are all radically different than what they were 20 years ago. And I'm not doing that much more. I'm just doing it connected to everybody else who's bringing that health.
So you're being more.
I'm being more.
And that's a key, that synergy is about being more through the resonance of connectedness rather than doing more.
Mm-hmm.
I at the end of class, each trimester, my classes will make cards for me. I love that because mm-hmm. I can go back over them and I can feel what they're really, what energy they're really conveying to me. And it's just another way of a synergy connect. One of the children wrote a card this time, and she had to learn about pulling weeds as a synergy thing rather than a job I hate.
Right.
And she did get that lesson. So she was joining in with the energy of care and finally learned that if she would join in with the intent of bringing care to our land here with everybody else that's bringing care, that it wasn't such a horrible task.
Mm-hmm.
So in her picture, she did a picture of someone shoveling snow and that said, doing it alone feels awful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it in synergy, the energy is already there and it makes the task so easy.
Yeah.
Because if you realize everything's energy and you have a synergy of energy, then you're just a carrier of it.
Yeah.
You're not the creator of it. You're the carrier of it when you do a task. So I found, I thought that for a 13-year-old girl, that was pretty insightful.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for us to hear from another sponsor. Let's talk about Theo, T-H-E-O, the Theo Company, based in Seattle, and I have visited their plant. It's a wonderful place. Is the only organic and fair trade certified chocolate maker in the U.S. Now, that's quite a title.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fair trade certified chocolate maker and organic to boot.
Uh-huh.
They work together with farmers in perfecting the art of growing quality cocoa beans. As a fair trade company, Theo maintains the principle that the makers of the finest artesian chocolate in the world should support the world in an ethical and sustainable fashion. Now that's integrity.
Uh-huh.
Theo's small batch chocolate production is truly an art form because they steward their cocoa beans throughout the entire manufacturing process. So as a result, you get to enjoy not only very, very delicious chocolate, but the healthiest chocolate on the market. And they have a wide variety of flavors. So try out Theo chocolate this Christmas and give it as gifts. This email is from Bill in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to miss the show, but I'll be sure to visit your community. How can I experience synergy here at home in Florida? Do the other people I am with need to know about synergy? Good point, Bill. You want to start, Russell?
That reminds me of one of the baby steps that I thought of when I was trying to come up with a way that people could dip a toe into synergy. The first inklings I had of synergy were, like I said, when we were doing that meditation to anchor the healing energy here in Ottawehe, we were still based in Atlanta at the time, and that whole concept of meditating to get in touch with who you are around equality was new to me. Now, of course, we do it all the time, and we invite you to continue doing it with us each Monday when you get your email. But I had never done that before, and I started looking at the world differently because of that. I would meditate on health, for instance, and I would go out, and I would go to a health food store. There were several health food stores in Atlanta, and I would look, and I'd say, okay, now, most of the people that are here at this health food store have some connection to health, or they wouldn't be here. I mean, it's certainly not because they're getting better prices than they would get at Sam's Club or something. So I'm going to go into that store, and I'm going to hold the feeling, the image, whatever I got in my meditation around health, and see if I can pick out somebody else in this store that is sharing that intention with me. Because some of them may just be here because their doctor told them that they needed to cut back on sodium or something. You know, there may just be some mental reason. Some people may just like the idea and it makes them feel better. Some people may physically have some reason why they have to eat a certain way. But I want to see if I can find somebody that has an intention that matches mine and goes all the way down. And I'd go around and I'd watch and I'd see who was reading labels and who was squeezing the produce to see, you know, how fresh it was and smelling it and just watching. You can get an idea of what a person's intention was. And I began to get the idea that you don't have to know this person intimately. You can kind of watch what they do with their life and hear when they talk, listen to their voice, and get an idea of where their intention is and how close it matches yours. And you may find yourself part of synergies like that, not because you called a bunch of people together and said, hey, let's form a synergy, but just because your intention drew you to a place where other people's matching intentions was drawing them.
Yeah. I don't know if this story came to me because you talked about a health food store, but this happened in a health food store. One of my friends in Atlanta, she was so programmed to believe that she could not draw in a good relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to teach her this whole concept of that the energy is the creative force.
Uh-huh.
And so I told her, I said, okay. She was over at my house one night, once again complaining because she couldn't find a relationship. And so I said to her, I said, okay, now I'm going to bring in my intent of friendship, just friendship. I'm going to be that energy. I'm going to feel that energy. I'm going to think that energy. I'm defining that I'm going to go to, it was late at night, to the store, and I went to a health food store, because there was something I needed to buy, but I'm going to go to this store and I'm not dressing up. I'm not anything. I'm just going in this energy and I'm defining from that intent of friendship that I will meet three people and talk to three people that will interact with me and that may even go as far as to ask me for a phone number because mm-hmm. they want to be my friend. So I went to the little health food store right up there on North Decatur Road, and she tagged along behind to see if this really would happen. I told her not to stay next to me, but to stand behind.
Mm-hmm. Don't cramp your mojo.
Right. And so, sure enough, two people right off, you know, I was looking for the things. I didn't go up to them. They came up to me and ask a question, and I turned to them and continued the conversation, and they asked me, one of them said, do you live around here? And I said, yeah, I live real close to here. Well, would you be interested in, I think they invited me to one of their clubs or something, and I said, no, but I really appreciate that offer. Well, take the number anyway. You might be interested. And then the next one, I don't remember what the connect was, but went through all three. And the store was kind of empty because it was late at night. And I thought, well, two out of three is not bad. But I went to the checkout and started out the door to my car. And some guy tried to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't consider that necessarily something that I would want in friendship, but you know, that was his definition of friendship, and I turned him down. But at least there were three complete offers
mm-hmm.
of their form of friendship. And as I said, synergy is not all the same picture.
Right.
I made my point to the person. I made my point that when I was being an energy and I had defined how I was going to be that energy and I was feeling that energy and I wasn't nervous about I've got to prove a point, that wasn't it. My intent was to be and to bring and anchor and define friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the power of that energy that goes out and how it draws people in and begins to create synergies.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, you might try that one. Yeah. Now, you have to not just think that you're going to be that energy. You have to have meditated on enough to be able to be it.
And that's why this show has been so important, I think, is that's what we've harped on the whole time, is getting people in touch with who they're what they're being around an energy is. That's what meditation does for you, is it lets you know what your piece of that energy looks like if you're going to be it.
Yes. I do want to call attention to two of our sponsors that have been with us, because they're a part here, but they're a supportive part of our Ottawahee community, and that's the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat. And we have had people find us on the website that are looking for a place where they can come and experience health and healing while they're staying away from home, while they're on vacation, or just because they need to have health or healing. So you can find out all about the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat at ottawahee.com, ADAWEHI. That's one that has been a faithful sponsor. And then the other one has been bountifulbuys.com, which is an online shopping place that's all about trying to support the ecology of the planet by taking new, items and putting them online to sell. So you go easy on your pocketbook, and you go easy on the planet, and you get to go green online. It's a convenience, but it also supports us, and it supports the planet, and it will support yourself. So check out bountifulbuys.com. These have been faithful supporters, and we ask you to support them if this show has meant something to you. This is from Neil in Little Rock, Arkansas. Can you talk a little more about a common intent versus a fixed picture? Seems like most people join together because they've agreed to, or they've compromised around something of how it should be done. How can we avoid this pitfall? Common intent has to start with the heart. And, you know, you may think I need more health, but it's just like I said around friendship. I couldn't just think, well, I'm going to go in the energy of friendship. I had to think, who am I, and become energy of friendship. You have to become the energy of health before you can experience the synergy of health, because if you're going to drip a drop of water in the Mississippi, and you're that drip of water to become the Mississippi, you got to be water.
Right.
You can't drop a rock in there and become water.
True.
So, you know, to get to the common intent, you have to become that energy. And you will be able to tell if somebody's in that intent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can just give you the greatest words in the world, but you'll be able to feel if that resonance is a little off if you really have become that energy. Do you want to add to that, Russell?
Yeah, my first baby step, of course, as I said, was to look for people whose intention matches yours. My second baby step for synergy, if you are within 100 miles of Western North Carolina, where we're located, come some weekend and join us in one of our work weekends. That is an amazing way to experience synergy, because that's exactly what we do, is we take a particular intention, and Jackie will talk about it a little bit to start us off and give us an idea of what that energy is supposed to feel like. And then we all go out and we do just regular outdoor tasks. You know, we chop and we weed and we haul brush around and build fences and things like that. But we do it in the energy that we meditated on together. And it's an incredible thing to think, well, I'm not just doing this task to get it done. I'm doing it to express loyalty or initiative or creativity. Amazing to feel 100, 50, 75 people doing a task from the same energy. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can't describe. You've just got to experience it. And when you have experienced it, you'll really understand synergy. So If you can come to us, join one of our work weekends. If you can't come to us, if you are listening from Salt Lake City, Utah or something, see if you can get a bunch of people in your neighborhood or your church group or something like that to try a similar experiment. Meditate together, pick an energy, and then go out and see if you can do a task together from that same energy.
You know, I teach a children's class, and trying to teach them the difference in just feeling something as you're doing it, or because you like it or you don't like it or because you have to, I ask them to each pick a food that they didn't like, and to, before they ate the food, to really try to remember how health felt to them, and when they were really being health, what that felt like, and bring that feeling and that intent all the way down from the heart into their feeling and into their body, and be focused in the mind all the way down around health instead of the food they don't like. Mm-hmm. And to do that with the food they don't like. Now, I think they've all done it, whether they, I mean, they ate a food they didn't like, but I'm not sure they all got this. But I saw that as a good baby step.
Yeah.
Since you have to be able to become the energy so that the intent resonates all the way down, because synergy has to be something that goes from the heart all the way down and creates a synergy base of joyness. Try eating a food you don't like and see if you can become health enough that you can be that energy while you're eating a food you don't like, instead of feeling how much you don't like it or tasting how much you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't eat from the energy of health.
True.
They eat from what tastes good, what stimulates their senses, rather than what activates the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And anything, it wouldn't have to be food. You know, we have very fixed pictures about, okay, well, if I do this task, then that represents this energy. You know, we've mentally associated. And now, while that's health and food obviously are a partnering and they go together well, it doesn't mean that I could not clean my house in the energy of creativity.
Right.
Just like you said, at work weekend, we do all kinds of tasks, and it may be around the energy of loyalty.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's letting the heart come all the way down into any activity. Now, it is easier for us if, for instance, we clean our house in the energy of purity or cleanliness or something like that. Our mind doesn't have to grapple with that. But if you're really trying to get your mind out of the way, try connecting the feeling of an energy and the intent of an energy with an activity that isn't necessarily a mental match.
Yes. That's a great way to start.
Yeah, that's a good beginning for synergy. This is from Julie in Lake Lure. Julie has been another wonderful, wonderful support to our show. She says, thank you so much for the radio show and archived shows. It really made me feel connected. In my meditation, I was in a small boat in the ocean all by myself. It was scary. And then I was picked up by an ocean liner. Ah, felt like celebration. Merry Christmas to all my synergy buddies. What I do helps us all, and what you do helps me. More bang for the buck. Very well said, Julie. Very well said. What a great picture.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Do you want to add to that, Russell?
Well, I liked her image of, you know, what I do helps everyone and what they do helps me. That's come home to roost for me so much in the last couple of months. You know, we've in my family been working very hard to break apart some of our nasty little patterns that we relate to each other in, and be more heartful as opposed to just resisting or fighting or trying to control each other, or, you know, all those little things that family members do. And in that process, I've felt so supported by you, Jackie, and your husband, Rodney, being grandparents to the kids, and also sort of co-parents with us. You know, the Hillary Clinton's line about it takes a village to raise a child, that has proved so true to me lately, that no one person is going to have all the necessary pieces to answer every bell and address every situation and bring a heart energy to every moment that raising a child requires. But if you have an extended family, a community, a church, your friends, if you can have that centered intent and you can all chip in a little energy, then the child has everything they need. The family has everything they need. And it's not because we all have the same thing. It's because we all have slightly different pieces that we can bring to the same intent.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, again, though, a person has to be in that intent of family to allow that to happen, because I see some parents that I think all the parents in this community have finally gotten to the place of seeing that other people have a good heart intent to bring to their child.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times parents are very exclusive in their parenting. It's
yeah.
just, this is my child. It's mm-hmm. not our child. and from that place, though, they block out the ability to synergize with all those that could help that child and support that child and be more heartful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This email is from Mike. This is Julie's husband, also in Lake Lure, North Carolina. Thanks for the show over the last year. I sometimes need to be reminded we are already connected. Thank you, Mike. We are already connected. And as we are already connected in the heart, if we are willing to resonate that connection all the way down to synergy basis, we bring heaven to earth.
Yes.
The synergy that does already exist gets to be part of earth. That's our bringing heaven to earth. And that's such a powerful thing to be a part of. This email is from Tina in Nashville, Tennessee. Love the show. Thank you. Synergy has become a buzzword these days. Businesses say they are in synergy with their customers, yet I think it's just a word that sounds good.
True.
That's true. Seems like real synergy would help businesses have more purpose beyond profits. How could I get to my boss? How could I get my boss to see this, or do I just do this? You want to start with that, or do you want me to?
Well, I would say that it helps to do it. I mean, nothing gets through to people quicker than an example. You know, if you can bring that intention of acting from, thinking from, feeling from your meditation that morning, your being, if you can bring your being into all your interactions at work, you will open people's eyes and they'll want to join you. But you can also bring into work, talk to your boss, see if you can get spread around that new business paradigm CD that I was talking about. That is a wonderful way to address the topic of synergy in a business setting. It's a prepackaged thing that you can hand somebody and go, this has changed my life. Why don't you listen to it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. One of my students went into a place that was pretty non-synergistic, an office to work. And every day she would put the energy that she'd meditated on and that she was being that day on a card on her computer or on her desk somewhere. I don't know mm-hmm. if it's on a computer. And, you know, people would come to her desk to talk to her about things and they would see it and they would ask about it. And this particular person really did live. She did walk or talk. I mm-hmm. mean, she lived out that energy each day. She saw each day as an opportunity to express that energy, to become more and to give more of it. And now she didn't make it to the whole company. And right now I think the company's going under. She left after a while, but her little unit of her little department became very synergistic in their working together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you maybe won't make the whole thing, but you know, you can start with a group.
Yes.
This is from Tiffany in Atlanta, Georgia. As this is your last show, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the insight and inspiration you two have added to my week. I have looked forward to Mondays because of your show. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really do.
That is very nice. And we'd like to thank everybody that has listened. It's been incredibly supportive to have people write in and post on our Facebook page. It's really made it feel like we were getting through to people.
Yes. And of course, we have the numbers, and we know we got through to hundreds and hundreds of people. It wasn't like we didn't have the evidence, because they have to tune in, and we see that we've covered the United States and Canada and some other countries like Australia and Ireland, and we've been in lots of places. And we're grateful for that. But the faithful ones that have responded have helped to make the show. They've been participants directly, and we appreciate that. We have time for one more. This is from Diane in Columbus, North Carolina. Just a note of gratitude for the generous love and wisdom you both shared with us this past year. Through your genuineness and honesty, you have shown us a way to live daily. Thank you so very much. That was our intent, to do this for a year, to show people that it is by living from the inside out that we make a difference in the world. From living from the inside out that we begin to bring our heart's intent, and everyone has a heart's intent. Most people are very good people and are even aware of their heart's intent, but helping people to see how to bring it through baby steps into their life so that the mind and the emotions and the actions all become a plumb line from that intent. And then today we get to summarize it with the perfect energy of, if you're working from that singular intent of your heart, how to bring that together so that you have a synergy base that you take with you, as well as just your singular heart energy every day. It's the perfect energy to end the show with, I believe, because it summarizes what we've been trying to teach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I hope that the people who have listened faithfully with us and have been doing the meditations have felt a little bit of synergy, have felt like their hearts were touching our hearts, that there was some joined intention, and that they got to experience a little bit of synergy with us.
I was going over our calendar. Claire does a beautiful Ottawa-y calendar every year that has our meditation times and our activity times and all of that on it, and everyone's birthday. It's just a wonderful gift, plus beautiful pictures of what we have here. And if you'd like one, by the way, email us through our website, and we will make sure you get one. But I don't know, what do they cost? I don't even remember.
Like
$12 or something like that. They're beautiful. Cardboard, nice, heavy, spiral bound. But when she was showing me this, I thought, how wonderful. In that everyone that has participated in bringing pictures to this, that has even contributed their name and their birthday, that's brought this, this is a total picture of our synergy.
Mm-hmm.
Tied up month by month in a calendar. This is a picture of us. And it was just so nice to think at the end of the year we get to see who we've been and project who we're going to be synergistically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any closing comments?
No, I'd just like to say so long to everybody out there, and thank you so much for all the support that you've given to us.
And you can email us at jackiewoods.org. You can come visit us and check us out at ottawahee.com. And we would love to meet you in person. Several people have done that, and we would really like to meet each and every one of you. But if you can't come, send us an email.
And continue to check out our archives from the Facebook page.
Yes, and you can communicate with us on the Facebook and with the other people that are continuing this work. So remember to let your heart matter. And by meditating every day and getting in touch with your heart's intent, you can bring it all the way down into your life and live from the inside out. Thank you so much.